Hachette Audio presents End the Fed. Written by Ron Paul. Read by Bob Craig.
To the young people who powered my presidential campaign and who are the heart of the anti-Fed movement, in your hands is the hope of a free and prosperous society. Acknowledgements. My first thanks go to my wife, Carol, whose love and support made possible everything I do. And without my great teachers in Austrian economics, Ludwig von Mises, Marianne Rothbard, F.A. Hayek, Henry Hazlitt, and Hans F. Senholz, this book would not exist. Thanks also to my old friend Lou Rockwell for his encouragement and advice, and to Ben Greenberg for his most effective editorial help. Chapter 1. Why You Should Care. Everybody thinks about money, and almost everybody wants more. We use money without thinking much about its nature and function. Few of us ask where it comes from, who controls it, why it has value, or why it loses value from time to time. In the same way, most people accept the Federal Reserve as an indispensable institution, the manager of the nation's money stock, that the United States cannot function without, and so they don't question it. But I assure you, especially in this post-meltdown world, that it is irresponsible, ineffective, and ultimately useless to have a serious economic debate without considering federal issues about money and its quality, as well as the Fed's massive role in manipulating money to our economic ruin. What is the Fed, and what does it do? To answer these questions, you can read books, study pamphlets issued by the Fed, or attend economic lectures at your local college. You can even consult the Fed's comic books on its own website. You will be told how the Fed serves to stabilize the business cycle, control inflation, maintain a solvent banking system, regulate the financial system, and more. Certainly, the Fed spokesmen claim that they do all this and do it well. I disagree on each point. After all is said and done, the Fed has one power that is unique to it alone. It enables the creation of money out of thin air. Sometimes it makes vast new amounts, sometimes it makes lesser amounts. The money takes a variety of forms and enters the system in various ways. And the Fed does this through techniques such as open market.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?